see it. Individually. Griffin got every day for you, which is said the prophet will warn you.
Thank you, Lord.
Most of the prophets don't warn you.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Jesus.
I think I'll repeat that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who has warned you to flee? I believe John the Baptist did that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Bless him, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, generation of vipers. Who has warned you? Now remember, we're on the air.
Amen.
And what I'm saying,
hallelujah,
is being heard.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And there are more not hearing than they are.
Amen, brother.
Oh, generation of vipers, who has warned you?
Hallelujah.
What does that imply? That they won't take the warning.
Amen.
They viper. They got a poisonous bite. Sister Burgess, how'd you get across that highway? Nobody stop you? Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
You two have made me. You know that our light response.
Yes, Lord.
You know, because we hear from you.
Yes, Father.
And if I say something about it,
amen,
you think I mean, don't respond at all.
Praise Jesus.
I mean, it's exactly the opposite.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I sing with all my might. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all. With all.
Hallelujah.
Don't keep back part of the price.
Oh, help us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Just before I walked out of the dining hall, there's Brother Kenneth. Now, Kenneth comes from way out in the Midwest.
Glory.
He's the one that was going to bring Brother Link. And then when he told me tonight that Brother Link had agreed to drive all the way to Topeka.
Hallelujah.
From Minnesota.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, the man's been lying to me. There's a lot of folk who saw themselves Christians, but they're liars.
Amen, amen, brother.
The Christians, or the Christians, amen, have proven to be all liars. Oh, by the way, while I'm commenting, that pastor down in Baton Rouge, boy, he refuses to cancel his services.
All right.
And he got a couple thousand.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, my folk would rather die.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
What?
Woo.
And of course, he got protesters.
Surely, surely.
Well, you don't care about the rest of the people in the community?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I tried to tell you, folk, but you seem to enjoy it.
Jesus.
You are the most difficult people I've ever preached to. You're so hard.
Have mercy.
I can't believe you still got that hard look on your face.
My God, my God, my God.
Hey, you get upset because I'm hard. If I wasn't hard, you'd break me to pieces.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Them looks, boy.
Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord.
Praise your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
brother walked up to me and wanted to let me know what the situation was at Link. I said, come on, man. I know Link. Brother Link, Thomas, whatever his name is now. You're a liar, sir! I'll go where he wants me to go. Dear Lord, I'll be what he wants me to be. I'll say what he wants me to say. Never sang that song, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Take the whole world, but give me Jesus.
Jesus.
Now the rubber meets the road.
Yes, Lord.
If nobody
will go.
Brother, sister, the virgins. Did you ask your husband about coming with you? What did he say?
Thank you, Father.
Isn't that something?
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
He lied in his pulpit.
Hallelujah.
He said, I don't find any fault with the man.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Roberts was here. And he said, God knows I'm not wicked.
Amen.
He knows, doesn't he?
He knows. God knows. Thank you, Father.
And the wicked shall be turned into hell. So turn from your wicked ways.
Yes.
What did God tell you there? He's telling your ways are wicked.
Yes.
But every man doing that was in writing, don't I?
Don't I?
As we talked to this brother Wright, he sat down across me and sister gave me a seat. And I threw it at him. I said, suppose I tell you to stay here. See now, brother Frederick back there, he's coming. But look at Frederick. Just look at him. Huh? But I let him come back to service, and you know that should not be. Why? Traveling across the country like him and his body all weakened up by the medical profession. And what's he carrying? What's he carrying? All of them, in fact, I had this time. Make him sit in the back by himself.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Do we know what he's carrying?
Thank you, Father.
What are you carrying?
All right. Thank you, Father.
Carrying a grudge?
Oh, God.
Bitterness?
Oh, Jesus.
Hatred?
Oh, no.
Mercy, Lord.
Rebellion? Is as a virus.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I mentioned to him because he don't have no job. He works, but he retired, and he actually works to send money to his ministry.
Hallelujah.
He don't need money to live. He lives all right. Brother James. Have you asked him what kind of work he does?
Yeah.
What kind are you? He's a very special, high-class welder.
Glory.
I can't say this like he did, but he's a very specialist. Isn't that right, Brother Herbert? What kind of welder are you?
Three different processes.
Qualified?
Yeah.
Huh. So you can learn some more, can't you? So glad he's here.
Hallelujah.
So glad he's here. So glad he's here in Jesus' name.
Oh, sorry, but you're lying.
Hallelujah.
So glad. I'm so glad. So glad. Now, the reason I'm talking about that, because I mentioned to him, I said, you know, you may not get be able to get back. Just like I mentioned about you folk.
Sure.
Those policemen out here today, they're making sure we're complying. But it doesn't do any good to let you people. I mean, wouldn't it have been wise enough for me to just sit and not go out to them guys? Wouldn't that have been, huh? I run them down.
Amen.
I run them down.
Yes.
Well, you don't like when I say this, do you?
Hallelujah.
Brother Patterson!
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, what?
Not like him in the earth.
You, hey,
folk.
Hey. Hey, radio audience. Hey, tabernacle crowd. Hey, old recovery.
Hallelujah.
I must have heard that. 50 calls or more. I listen to every call.
Amen.
Most of the time my head goes down. I tried to tell these people about this.
Amen.
Get out of the cities. Get out of debt. You're out of debt, aren't you, Brother Herbert? Except to his family. I suppose I told you to stay. He started to cry a little bit. In my family. Children? Wife? Have a wife, Brother? Well, at least you're free from a wife.
Hallelujah.
So, I don't worry about him looking for one. Because you're free from a wife, don't seek one. I'd like to know why I get so quiet when I just read something that applies to you.
Yes.
When I appear, I did not tell folk not to marry. In fact, I married a couple of them.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Here comes a young virgin boy. Here's one right there. They look at him looking at me. Shut up, boy, let him look at you. Wow, what a specimen. How's the material, right? I went to look for the scripture. If any man come after me and hate not, husband, wife, sons, daughters, brothers and sisters, and his own life, he cannot. He cannot. He cannot. Preacher, where am I there? I went to Fingers, Tennessee, where we had a tent up. I sent Kirk to preach along with Brother Wilder until I got there. Amen. That's all God did with me. He had me to preach until he gets here.
Yeah.
Is this the way you're going to greet him?
Jesus. Come, Lord.
Glory. Lord Jesus.
But he, up to a bunch of young men and say, follow me?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, the weeping. Somebody got to tell you, Sister Burgess, God's doing right with you.
Amen.
And who do you think just told you that?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Sister Burgess. Am I embarrassing her because I'm giving her a chance to say it's a prophet?
The prophet.
in South Carolina.
Yes.
I spoke to the priest, and I said, we're just checking everything. I said, everybody listen to me. This is the safest place in the entire world.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Right here. I'm not the one that's keeping you away. It's the way you've been living. The way you've been doing. Come on. Do it again. Ever?
David is greatly distressed.
Boy, you people, we quote that thing for you. I told Pastor Rice, when I say I didn't know it was about it, it didn't play no part with me. I read over it like you do. I never caught that before. But I've come to realize that my life is patterned after David, who was a pattern of Jesus. David has four wives. I've told you several times. He was a moralistic guy. And when his wife got mad at him, he said, I ain't getting in bed with you no more. So you ain't never going to hold me no more. Yeah.
Thank you,
Lord. If you think I was vile, because I was dancing out there so all those maidens could see me, I'll be more vile than that, he said. Wow, David?
Yes.
David?
Yes, yes.
The man after God's own heart?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Pattern. Amen. Glory.
A generation where children were cursed. Your children aren't blessing you, Sister Burgess. They're cursing you. Your husband should be blessing you, but he's cursing you. Now you bless them and don't curse them.
Hallelujah.
I'm not cursing them. I'm calling their names. I'll be somewhere.
I'll be somewhere listening
for my name. United States military could call you and you leave your wife. You leave your children. If your employer calls you, you leave your wife. You leave your children. If your God calls you, all right, sister, what should I do? Drink some water. See, you won't, boy, I'll tell you. See, when you don't drink water, you get shaky. That's what she tells me. She read up on dehydration. You don't get no spirit, you're going to get shaky. Yourself over again. Get rid of that covering and get a good old bath with some bar soap. He should be like a refining fire and a bar soap. He shall purify the sons of Levi. Why? Aren't you a Levi?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Glory.
Yet not I? Aren't you a Levi?
Yes, sir.
Haven't you left I?
Hallelujah.
It's telling how you folk. I said that three times. Very simple. Leave I. Have you studied about the Levites? They were the true worshipers. Their job was to stay in the temple, take care of the vessels, and worship God. To do that, they had to leave us. You're fighting me. You know who the I is.
Yes. Yes, sir.
To have an I single. Not double, single. You have a double vision? See, I broke tradition again.
Yes.
We're not going to take the communion table tonight. And I'm doing that for a purpose.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because if you folk don't get serious about taking this,
hallelujah,
we are feeding you. Here's the bread.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Here's the bread.
Amen.
You gotta break it.
Hallelujah.
Can't feed it to your home. Got to break the bread. Because
yeah.
The answer is eat all of it.
Yes.
And if I give you the whole thing, you couldn't eat it all.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you folk won't budge, will you?
Amen.
I asked Sister Rose, I said, what does the word implacable mean? Implacable. Well, all my students should be ready with an answer for me on that one. Oh, I get it. You better show me.
Because
that's what you're doing right now. You're being implacable.
Can't reconcile.
What's that now?
Can't reconcile. No reconciliation.
Pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good. Be you reconciled to God.
Hallelujah.
I won't do it. Love your brother. I ain't going to do it. Nice percent of my calls is, Brother Charlie, I'd like to be there, but I'm being disobedient. And I've been telling you folk about this particular gathering, telling you how spectacular that God has kept me here.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I've said to the people here for many times, I've given an open door. We've got here enough room, empty space, furnished. Jesus said, go and you follow a man, he'll lead you to an upper room that is furnished.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on, you don't relate to that, do you?
Glory.
Do you? So all you got to get up there, boys, is you.
Hallelujah.
Everything's furnished.
Glory.
The bread, the wine.
Amen.
Why won't you folks stop it? What are we doing? For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. This is the way. This is what you do. There's a light guiding me. I saw that preacher who was being questioned by people. So he told all these people, he said to them, be ready to give an answer.
Yes.
Why are you defying the law?
All right.
Because we're living under grace.
Amen.
We don't.
Glory.
We got a higher law.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Boy, you poor sacks.
Thank you, Lord.
Implacable, huh?
My God.
Oh, we talk like that, and then our whole life comes short of it.
Because
somehow we got in our minds that we're going to show our faith by our works of flesh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we don't do the works of faith.
Right.
Faith does work.
It does work.
So keep yourself
yes.
in the love of God. How's your back?
Healed.
How's your heart? I think every time you folk have gathered with me like this, I would say, suppose I told that brother to stay.
Sure.
Suppose I told Timothy back there to stay.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
I told you how I used to wayfare. Okay? I remember wayfaring. I would go down to the river in the vacant houses. I get in my car just to get away from here.
Hallelujah.
Read it.
Oh, that my head were
waters. Oh, that my head were waters.
And my
eyes a fountain of tears.
That I might weep.
That I might weep.
Day and night.
Day and night.
For the slain.
For the slain.
My people.
Oh, that I had what?
In the wilderness.
A place in the wilderness.
There it is.
A wayfaring then.
Just a bunch of wayfaring fellows. Just going, roaming around, doing nothing. Read.
That I might leave my people.
That I might leave this.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And go from them.
And go from them.
Oh,
you're not adulterers. You're a friend of the world.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
You're an enemy of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Lord God.
Don't look back.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lodging place. That I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers and assembly of treacherous men.
Ooh, treacherous. Mm. Treacherous men.
Amen. Prophet to the priest. All the way to Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
God. Thank you, Lord.
But you ain't got no right to talk like that. Right. I haven't earned the right.
Amen.
And you ain't got no right to judge me like that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, in the highest.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
You act like God don't know what I've done. He needs you to... I've already told you a lot of things. Despicable.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Sister Rose would say to me, why do you always got to talk about it? Yeah. Why do you got to tell about all them women? Well, why do you got to tell about all the religions?
All right.
That's right. Why
do you tell about David? Stand before the ark.
Oh, yes.
Why would God tell us? I mean, come on. One side, none like David.
Greatly distressed.
Not because of what the world was doing to him.
No.
Why the hell won't you folk get that inside of you and stop your rebellion? Implacable, aren't you? Anybody remember the man that preached on that sermon right here?
Amen.
On the implacability of Satan? Anybody remember the man who done it?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Then he became implacable.
Yes.
You don't remember the man. God. His name was Chris Kenrick.
Yes,
amen. He was with me, because I would not let him instruct me on how to treat those young girls. You're right there. There's the power again.
Hallelujah.
I should be able to get you to answer that for me. Here I tell very clear. And
thank you, Father.
I don't understand. Oh, how you love that.
Hallelujah.
How you love, I don't understand. You think Brother back here understands why I made him get off the ground?
Hallelujah.
When I started dealing with him, he came right away.
Right.
But he waited till it was convenient.
Right.
And then I found out more. Now it's not convenient. I'll let him be in service, but just as soon as this service is over, you get the hell off these grounds.
Oh, bless
you, Jesus. You come back tomorrow, prayer. And don't you dare get up and walk out of me. I don't care how much your back hurts.
Amen.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. That's right.
You want me to do it again? How many people have a hurting back?
Amen.
Oh, but yours don't hurt too bad.
I love it.
You don't know like I know.
Oh,
I marvel how I come up here and stand up here so strong.
Amen.
When I can't really walk.
Hallelujah.
But just as soon as I start doing what I know God will do, he strengthens me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I'll tell you what else he does. He strengthens my heart. Whoa!
Hallelujah.
He strengthens my heart with love.
Glory.
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 Hallelujah.
Hate. Walked into the tent up there in Finger, Tennessee, and I preached on, here was the subject. Do you hate like God hates?
Glory.
That's how he does.
It wasn't premeditated. As I was driving up there, what I preached on, I know you.
Hallelujah.
So I walked in this tent. Do you hate like God hates? You will never hate like God hates until you love like God loves.
Amen. Gloria. 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 Yes, Lord.
So hate me. You might end up loving me.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Amen.
I preach, I forget what I even mentioned that night about how Brother Water preached before I got up, he talked a bit. He said, women are like a cat. And I thought, boy, is his wife going to take that?
Mm.
Well, he got scratched pretty good.
Amen.
Your wife is like a cat.
Hallelujah.
Purr one day. Boy, when you stroke her real good, she purrs. So your cat brought home another cat, huh? Have a joke, because I got a rabbit down there. He's my family rabbit. And that cat's trying to catch it. You ain't going to catch that rabbit. That rabbit's hit right out in the middle of the path. Say, come on, cat. Then he take one jump. He jumped 15 feet. I can't even move that fast. Now, don't you go hunt for my rabbit. That's one great big old fat rabbit boy. Been around for quite a while. Hey, Brother Kirk came the next day. He said, "Brother, I'm sorry." I said, "For what?" He said, "I preached just before you came that God doesn't hate." He hates Israel. They use his name in Israel. He's real. Yeah. Then they deny. Amen. They deny the one that was real.
Amen.
Planting. Keep on. I can't hardly wait.
Hallelujah.
When God picks me up and gets me over there, and they take me out to that Temple Mount. I'm going to run in like old Paul. I'm going to say, no! Vain repetition.
Hallelujah.
Just pure, vain, just like Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Amen.
Vain repetition.
Hallelujah.
It's all in vain to say Holy Mary, Mother of God. Amen. Pray for us sinners now. When we called this morning, it was an interesting call. Of course, you all got it. Look, old Paul got it. Look at him. Went right past you, didn't it? I did today what I've done for several days. I make a little cut.
Yes.
And I repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Because there's certain things in there I'd like you to catch.
Yes.
So I repeat it. You know, because you didn't get it the first time.
Right.
How about the seventh time? Let's go seven times. I actually knew the book the woman was talking about, the Catholic Chronicles. The Catholics contact me all the time. They'd like me to become one of their... Oh, you ain't going to believe that, are you? I was trying to tell Brother Herbert that the man that started the investigation on me was a Catholic. He's the one that actually came to my house with the gun in his hand. He's the one that got in my car with... You people are really something. You don't arrest a man like I was arrested. He got me up to the car and had me sitting next to him in the front seat.
Hallelujah.
Implacable, aren't you? Just implacable, aren't you? Be you reconciled to God.
Hallelujah.
That means you missed the mark. Come on back.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just look how long it is before I get a positive response from every one of you on a simple statement.
Yes.
That's because you're implacable.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, God.
You got a wicked imagination. I was coming out of the dining hall one day and Brother Patterson came flying around with his car.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Well, I hear you out before I say it's right. We're a hardened generation, folk. We're stubborn.
Oh, yes.
We're just not going to concede.
Oh, bless you, Lord Jesus.
Well, the Bible tells the whole fat, such as I have. Well, what do you have? You want to hold fast to that? Your own opinions, your own ideas. Brother Patterson said to me, Your wife's down at the gate. She wants a telephone. She wants to borrow it. So I immediately tried to find one. It took me a while to, but I finally found one. And I meant to go down and give her the phone. I think I gave it back to Brother Patterson. Do you know Brother Patterson? Oh, yeah, Brother Merlin. Hey, people, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm getting fed up again with the way you're sitting there. I think that I just cut this thing short, and you go on. Or the looks in your eyes, the defiance. Boy, to see it coming out of the eyes of people who profess that they love you.
Oh, God.
And watch your eyes. When he got down, she was gone. Brother Patterson come back, she's gone. What in the world?
Oh, bless you.
What's she even coming here for? So I inquired. Well, she had just got a new phone. But she supposed to have lost it, or her friend takes it from her. But why did she leave it? Well, she thought there was a bunch of men checking on her. She saw them running all around. See, I can't even talk to you like that because you people don't perceive what's going on.
Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Implacable.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Unmerciful. Well, you're supposed to show mercy. Did I show you mercy, brother?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Well, sit there now, won't answer me. Did I show you mercy?
Amen, he did.
I didn't show you mercy?
You wouldn't be here.
Thank you, Lord.
And what would take you so long to answer me?
You wouldn't be here.
How many times do I come up here and find somebody in a car? And I told you to get off the land, didn't I? And then was I merciful?
Yes.
What else did I say?
Right,
I should come back at 7.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's merciful. Very precarious now, because if he doesn't, if the spirit on him doesn't come right, I'm going to throw him out.
He will.
I will do it. Before that, I had to throw a little fellow off. Brother Brown, now you're a quiet fellow. Will you stand up and show these folk how I talk to that boy? Come on now.
You need to pick up your stuff and get out of here.
Oh, you're so gentle. I didn't say it like that. I said, get out of here!
For 3 months, put up with this.
Told I can, too.
Amen.
Get out! Why, Tony, just like you, Tony. I want to be saved. And then you keep doing what you're doing? Well, I don't believe I have to be here and listen to you to be saved.
Oh, God.
Oh, I see. Why the hell would God bring you all the way from... You were giving your money, all right?
Oh, Jesus.
I watch your checks come in. I don't get too many big ones like that. What happened to yours? I should get one every month from you to PayPal. Well, this month we didn't get it. When did you do it today? Huh? Have you sent it to me?
I did it.
See? I don't want it. I'm not after his money. But
right.
Very systematically, first of every month, a PayPal would come from him for about $1,300, somewhere along there. This month it didn't happen. No, I don't need it. Oh, I don't.
That's right.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I walked out and gave Jim $100 because they know we didn't have any money. Will you please give these folks a demonstration of how I talked?
For three months.
That was in the gym.
You said like this, that you need to get up and get out.
That's what I taught. Do it like that. I'm done with the little fella. Well, am I going to get on you? you can show them how I would talk, wouldn't you? You give it a whirl.
Get up and get out of here. Take yourself out of here. For 3 months you've been doing this.
Good work.
Get out.
Good size. Good size. That's what I did with her when she picked a chair. My back. I told her, it's not your back. That's right. Boy, you get hard hearts. You got to hit them hard. How do you break a heart? That's hardened. Jesus died of a broken heart.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He did. Amen.
Boy, was he hit with all your transgressions.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know the man.
Thank you, Jesus.
That hurt, Peter. That hurt, man. Kurt's gone. Friend, I could understand brother being, but you just betrayed by brethren, kinfolk, and friends.
Friends,
hello, friend.
Hallelujah.
Look at your souls up, amen.
How many folk can quote that verse? How about you, Paul? Can you quote it? How about you? Rosetta. For David was
greatly
distressed.
That's it, yes.
Why? 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 Because the people were trying to figure out how they could stone that guy.
Yes.
Why did they want to stone him? If I grieve your heart too much by talking about you, you might stone me.
Oh, Jesus. Have mercy and do it, oh God.
Ooh, that hurt.
Merciful. Oh, Jesus.
Is that the book?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Oh,
bless you,
Jesus.
Preach the word, brother.
Amen. Amen.
You going to eat this bread again? And quench this spirit, this wine? Spit it out? Drink all of it, Jesus said.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Why do you need that? Except you eat my bread, my body, and drink of my blood. You have no part with me or him.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'll make it without you. Isn't that something? How people believe they get saved without Jesus. Without the word. Brother Wright, when you start to cry about your family, how did I respond? Remember? I said, here we go again, family. Everybody's family. Then I'll say to them, what about mine?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hmm? What about his? Changed his own family. He changed his own. Don't you think your family ought to recognize who you is? How's your back?
Hallelujah.
Show your faith.
Hallelujah.
Show your faith.
Hallelujah.
Now I can see it. Before I heard it, now I see it. Go them 7 times.
Amen.
Well, I went down 3. No, no, no. 7. Boy, you think by this time, you folk would get so excited about that story. Because the Bible said when he finally went down, and the only way he went down because he had a servant said, come on, boss man.
Hallelujah.
That servant jeopardized his life. I'm a servant of God.
Amen.
And so are you.
Hallelujah.
You got to jeopardize your life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
See, when I say that, I can just tell right now, you folk ain't buying that. See, that servant that spoke to Nahum was the one that helped change his clothes.
Right, yes.
Can you picture Mr. Trump? He's immaculate. He don't comb his own hair. He don't brush his own teeth.
Amen.
He don't bathe his own body.
My Lord.
No, they're going to present him. I can see him sit around for 30 minutes before he makes an appearance. I just put every hair in place. Can you picture that guy just sitting there? He got a proven guy. Just going to try to make you look good. You know what kind of job that is? But they make him look good. How many of you can I get you to look good? Look on to Jesus. You just might get a reflection. Oh boy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
See, what we're experiencing now is that many would seek to enter, but they're not able. And I said, these folk might not be able to get back to Henrietta. If they tighten the string down tighter, you see them, they're out here checking us. Went around 3 times. Want to make sure we're safe. That we don't spread no virus around.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, spread the tidings round. And that's not a virus.
No.
That's victory. A victory, victory shall be mine. Edward, give a report.
We pulled up, and the sheriff deputy was very arrogant, and he was flexing his authority. You know, he had attitude. He didn't like, first of all, he didn't like the fact that we was following him. So he was mad.
Amen.
So when he rolled down the window, he looked at Terry like he would have shot him in a minute. And he just looked at him. Terry said, you know, can we help you, everything all right? And he just looked at him, you know, he was very, 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 very upset. He didn't like us at all being there. And then when Brother Stair came up, I watched that man's spirit literally,
amen,
like almost cower.
I'm sure.
And then he tried to be tough about it.
No.
But he recognized, I tell him, it was amazing.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was looking for us and I was looking for him.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't know he'd done you guys like that.
It just happened when you pulled up.
When I pulled up, hi, Loon, right there.
Right.
Just as nice as it could be.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And then they left.
And then they left.
Thank you, Lord.
Truth of the matter was, they came looking for me.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look where I might have breaking the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Just like here.
Mm-hmm.
They could walk in that church tonight.
That's
right.
Yes.
But see, I'm ready to apply.
Yes.
I can move all you folk.
Mm-hmm.
I can spread you out all over this place.
Right.
And we meet the criteria.
Amen.
But I told my sister, this is the safest place.
Yes.
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 The only virus we have here is the Holy Ghost. The only thing we have that's contagious is God's love. The only protection we have is mercy. So put on the armor. Get your head covered.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how you folk hate. How you people hate when I tell you things. Half of this congregation rejoiced when they took me to prison.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord.
Now, Sister Burgess over there, she... when that thing started, she was out front.
Yes.
So I went out there... Because I was looking for comfort. She had to call Brother Burgess over, because I asked for him. Because I was looking for some comfort. Just like for you. I'm looking for some comfort. Comfort ye my people. I'll send you another comforter.
Amen.
Do you have him?
Amen.
Well, come on, comfort me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, spread the tidings round.
Hallelujah.
I will send on to you another comforter. And he will abide with you. So there's one coming after me.
Hallelujah.
Wow! Wow! Woo! You come to
it, prophet.
I thought I was. Let me read a few more of them. Maybe by the time we get to partaking of the blood.
Hallelujah.
We'll be able to do it worthily.
Glory.
You've got to count yourself worthy.
Hallelujah.
You can't eat and drink it unworthily. You got to be worthy.
Glory.
Now, how do you like that one? The Apostle Paul says, I don't think you folks deem yourself worthy.
Hallelujah.
Why do you do that? Paul did say that.
Yes.
He used the word deem, which is part of redeemed.
Hallelujah.
If you have been redeemed, then you're deemed. Oh! Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's glory. Glory! They shall run and not be weary. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved, exposed. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
If you were of the world, the world would love his own.
Right.
But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, you wonder why your children will hate you? Your wives will hate you? Your husband will hate you? Because you're not of the world. And if you keep doing things like the world does, I was sitting in my house one day, and all at once, my beloved said, I hate you. Where are you going, Stuart? Hurry back.
Hallelujah.
Hurry back. I speak unto you, young men, because your sins are forgiven. Come on back.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember the word that I said unto you? The servant's not greater than his Lord.
Hallelujah.
If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
Amen.
If they kept my saying, they will keep yours also.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory. Glory, glory.
What you two doing? What is better say than different? He goes just like me. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. Because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But now they have no cloak for their sin. I told you some time ago that God's sorry he ever said to you, I'm God. I'm sorry I made you. Because I made you, but I had to reveal myself to you. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with our heads? What courage God has given to me to tell you that God made you to sin.
Hallelujah.
And your sin is not designed to take you away from God.
No, sir.
It's designed so he will find you. In your sin. Doesn't that shock you guys who think you're so spiritual? And I say something like that? How about him? He says it too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man, oh, that stopped me.
My Lord.
They would not.
Amen. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had not known sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father, so you can know you're in sin.
Hallelujah.
My God, is this house ever going to get right with God? So you think we got another year, huh? You mean God's got to suffer another year because he said the time is coming? He's coming.
Hallelujah.
In a year when all the feast days, the fall feast, not the spring. This is a spring feast. We're in a spring feast. Why do I got to get all the time get a kickback from you? This is a spring feast. This is the one that's going to spring us further. It's going to spring us forth to the one where we see power. He went leaping and shouting. I don't have to do that. I agree with you. I'd like to know why you don't want to. I'd like to know when God gives you a word that you don't want to shout and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to know how much I heard tonight? Maybe you ought to join all the complainers.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My toes are burning. If you're a diabetic, the toes are very precarious. I'm a diabetic. And those toes let me know when I eat too much sweet. Get out! You wicked people! You're so implacable. You're not going to show anything. God. Wicked. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did.
Amen.
They have not had sin.
Amen.
God used me to show you folks sin.
Hallelujah.
He became sin for us.
Yes.
To show us what sin is.
Glory.
The Holy Ghost is given to show you what sin is.
Hallelujah.
To reprove you of sin.
Amen.
Which is far short of the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy.
Thank you, Lord.
But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that is written by their law. They hated me without a cause.
Amen.
No, my sin is not a cause for you to hate me.
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, you can't find a better cause than that. You end up hating without a cause, without a real. For this cause, I hate the devil. I hate the world. I hate sin. I got a cause. I got a cause. And you folks. I got a cause. But say you hate. Sure do.
Amen.
Boy, I just give you a scripture. If some of you folk can't get by the hate business, so get a cause.
Yeah.
Love righteousness, hate evil.
Yeah.
Brother Patterson! Go ahead.
Perfect and upright man.
All right.
One that fears God and eschews evil.
Yeah, hallelujah, glory.
Eschew? Shoo, shoo.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Boy, you people, you are implacable. Look, don't come back tomorrow. Just go do your stuff. If you take this cup this time, and you don't realize why you're taking it, and how much you're taking will affect. There's people out there all over this world joining us tonight.
All right.
Right now.
Amen.
Somebody give me a call.
Hallelujah.
Let these folks know that somebody's listening.
Amen.
I'll give you the phone number.
Glory.
Well, we'll find out, okay?
Amen. Huh? Glory to God.
Sister Burgess, did you know we weren't going to have communion tonight?
Yes.
How'd you know?
The satellite.
Huh?
The satellite.
Prophecy. I put a 10-minute cut off four times. Oh, here comes one. Let's see. Hello? Are you still up?
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting on the Lord.
She reminds me of Phoebe.
Hallelujah.
You ever read about Phoebe?
Yeah.
Have you ever read about Phoebe in the Bible, sister?
I'm sure I have.
Well, it's one of the women that Paul commended.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're a Phoebe.
Glory, glory.
Because this Paul is commending.
Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Glory.
Oh, what fellowship.
Oh, what joy divine, leading all the everlasting on.
taking the communion cup on Friday. There's a reason why I'm doing that.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't want my brother to come all the way in from and not partake with us.
All right.
He's worth waiting on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
I want you to know that the Lord's waiting on you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Waiting on you to call upon Him.
Amen.
To come to Him. Waiting on you. Why, Lord? Because they're worth waiting. This is a faithful saying.
Yes.
Hello?
Bless you, Prophet. This is Brother Han in Montana, listening on the satellite, coming in loud and clear.
God bless you, brother.
Bless you.
The satellite doing well?
Pardon?
The satellite doing well?
Yes, very good.
All right, brother.
All right.
Appreciate your call.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I tell you things hoping you get encouraged.
Yes.
But you sit there. Hello? Hello? College Park.
Yes, sir.
Who's there with you? Who's all in folks shouting?
Sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Lord bless you, Sister Burgess. By yourself?
I know. Jesus is with me.
He sure is. I'm glad you let me come visit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, sister.
Sure is.
Bye bye. Probably 30 or 40 years.
Amen.
They don't know you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You do.
Thank
God for you, Brother Chad.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sound like they know me.
Hallelujah.
I try to tell you people what God's doing today. He's mocking us.
Oh, yeah.
He's laughing at us. Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord, Sister Teresa Mitchell from Young. Sister Teresa Mitchell?
Yeah, y'all doing all right up there in Canada?
Go Canada.
Yeah, y'all doing all right up there in Canada?
Yes, we are. Listening.
Good to hear from you. I'm praying for you. I get your calls every day.
Thank you, Brother Sarah.
You and... Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory. Sister Tammy and her mother Teresa.
Hallelujah.
Very troubled home. Husband, not a bad guy, but he can't stop smoking. Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord, brother. It's Melanie from New Zealand.
What in the world?
Glory! Hallelujah!
What are you doing up so late?
It's not late. It's about nearly 9 o'clock at night.
Oh!
On the, yeah. No, it's in the morning. Sorry, I'm in the morning.
You sound like somebody from New Zealand. Sorry!
It's lunchtime. 12:33. It's lunchtime.
Where's that? Where's Joel at?
Joel's up north. He's in the North Island. He's up there with his father, and he's hidden away up in the country with sheep and getting up early and praising the Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm praying for you both.
Good.
Take care.
Pardon?
Yes, I said, take
care.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you over here to New Zealand.
Amen. Hey, Melanie. Melanie, do you remember my voice?
Yeah,
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh.
Oh, I miss you so much.
I miss you too.
Lord, have mercy. You don't need to miss it. Lord, bless you. Well, you see, we do have some folk listening.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Other side of the world.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. The other day you heard a phone call where a man just cussed me out.
Yes.
From over there in England, Germany. Boy, he laid it to me. 3 minutes later, he called me and said, please forgive me. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Brother Stair, Brother David. I'll be joining you for Passover.
From where, David? Which David are you?
Tennessee, Brother Stair. I'll be joining you for Passover, you and the Saints of God, Friday night. I'm listening right now on the shortwave.
All right, David. Lord bless you.
God bless you, Prophet.
See, now some of these people I'm glad to hear from, some I'm not. People that offered to come here.
Still here, Brother Stair. I can hear you. Praise the Lord.
How come you're not here?
I know, I'm right here. I love you and all the saints. I'm listening right now, brother. I know what I need to do.
God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet.
How would you like to be told that? I know what I need to do, but don't do it.
Have mercy, Lord.
Whatever he says on you to do, that's why I got the little link. Link called me back and said, I believe God wants me to do something, so I'm calling you so you can tell me what I said, man, I done told you. Hey, Link, you're probably sneaking in again tonight trying to hear, huh? Go to hell, man. You're a very profound liar. I'm very right when I say liars go to hell. Well, there's no liars here, are there? Hello? 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 Brother Rufus.
So I'm listening.
How you and your wife get along?
I called you before and never.
See, I lose patience with him. Rufus used to live here.
Yes.
He worked around it for a long time. Then a few weeks ago, I went back to New York. Now you're in a real bind, aren't you? Aren't you? How do you get them out of it? Huh? They probably wouldn't let me drive in there and get them. Preach that, Mama. Remember what? He was a black fella. He lived there for a while. And one day he walked up and said, I'm leaving. I said, get the hell out. He moved around town here, worked around town, worked for farmers. You think God forgets what you've done? He will forget your sins if you confess them. He'll say, I'll never remember them against you. But he didn't say he won't remember them. He'll remember them so he can remember who he saved. Boy, when I say that, and you folk, he said, I won't remember your sins against you, but I'll remember them for you. Wow! That's why Paul could say, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. Jesus Christ came in to save sinners! Sinners! Of whom I am the chiefest! Sinners! Now, I got you guys now. Don't frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
Don't glory in your sins or in your iniquity, but glory in the Lord. To God
be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things He has done with His blood, He has
had somebody very well call the sheriff and tell him we were having this gathering. Well, we're having a gathering. Together again. Talk to your mama.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just remembering what you said on Sabbath service. You said, call them up and tell them what you want.
That's all you got to do.
In my body.
Amen.
Every time you call, he hears.
Yeah, that's why I'm rejoicing. Yeah, I know he does. And every day I'm rejoicing.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you. Maranatha, I love you all.
Hallelujah.
Hi, y'all.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Love y'all.
Glory.
Boy, some of you folk are so proud.
Lord Jesus.
So haughty. Here, God, give us a chance to.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You do know if I wasn't here, they wouldn't call. What would they call for you for?
Thank you, Lord.
And then you get upset because I say that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Because He's here.
Hallelujah.
You know, this pandemic ain't over yet.
That's true.
It was created. It was for a purpose.
Yes.
And they haven't accomplished their purpose yet.
Amen. Amen.
And it could be the major step,
yes,
to bring about the man of sin.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mr. Trump is running roughshod over everybody.
Hallelujah.
He fired four yesterday again.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, peace. I will repeat, I'm done. He's the closest man.
Amen.
And I've dealt with this Antichrist for ever since Reagan.
Amen.
I told you what Reagan done.
Amen.
And what he done has brought us where we are.
Yes.
He blasphemed the Holy Ghost for our nation. Our presidents speak and move for our nation.
Amen.
Aye. I was reading a story tonight about Pearl, about dropping the bombs. And, you know, we didn't have to drop them bombs. The Japanese were already,
yes,
listen to me closely now, setting up a surrender program so they can keep their emperor. So we'll surrender that you occupy us, but you don't destroy our emperor. And if you remember, it was just a few weeks ago, Mr. Trump went to Japan to see the emperor. The emperor in Japan is God. I wonder what your God is.
I know what Jesus.
Walmart? Your paycheck? I got to close. I'm getting a little weary. But I remember how many years people would say to me, what are you going to do when there ain't no money? And I'm broadcasting on more time now than ever before.
Hallelujah.
Now!
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God.
Why aren't the people responding? Because God has not given them ears to hear.
Amen.
But the gospel is still being preached.
Amen.
Whether they hear or forbear, it doesn't make no difference. The word of God is coming to pass.
Yes.
I will send my messenger, not messengers, messenger, one. He, singular, one, will be like a refining fire. You folk need to be refined. Maybe I can give you an update, redefined, or identified.
Glory.
Purified.
Yes.
He will purify,
yes,
with the refining fire,
yes,
the sons of
Levi.
The ones who are Levi.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you don't Levi, they have a bunch of driftwood.
Oh, Jesus.
The only trouble is you can't find no smoke because there ain't no smoke here.
Right,
we got a fire here.
Yes.
How are we doing, Brother Herbert? Yeah. Good to see you. How far did you drive?
A little over 1,800 miles.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, God.
How many states you come through? Five or six? And he wasn't stopped.
Amen.
He wasn't stopped. Amen. Sister Burgess, you drive over here tonight?
Yes, sir.
And you weren't stopped? Oh, whatever. See, I got news. The devil can't stop us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Now, some of you folk might have stopped, but the church is not stopped. We're marching. I'll do something about that bitter feeling that some of you folk got.
Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
When we walked away from Jim after I gave him a tough going around, old Brother Brown said to me, boy, he said, you know us, don't you?
Glory.
How many times have I told you that?
Yes.
And some of you people are getting to where I don't know you anymore.
My Lord.
You're doing things that I don't recognize. How in the world did Jesus say, before you were born, I knew you, and then I walk up, knock on the door, say, I don't know you? Did he change? He don't change.
No.
Before you were born, I knew you.
Yes.
And you.
Glory.
Before you were born.
Yes.
Even before you were born again.
Glory.
And when you were born the first time, you were destined to be born again.
Glory.
Shall we stand, please? Born again. Grasp that. Free hath no, sin hath no dominion over us. One or 10,000. Sin cannot kill you. It hath no dominion. None at all. So don't pay it no mind. Give God the glory. He who hath been forgiven much, loves much. Lord bless you.
False pastors, false evangelists, posing as submissive sheep.